Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem at 101.9 Chai FM. There does seem to have been a crazy situation erupting between the DA and the ANC, being unable to reach an agreement. And of course, the people that affected are those who needed the aid that and who were impacted by this terrible storm in Umgeni. Sandile Swane, political analyst. Good morning once again. How are you doing?
Good morning. I hope you are doing well outside together with your listeners.
Doing very, very well. Thank you. What a terrible situation when we see such a clear example of political parties negatively impacting on the very people who need the assistance.
Yes, I think that it means that our system, because this is, it's not new, but I think people's attitude need to change. The situation where the major ruling party loses power, not the first time that there's been an opposition party. Other parties have played that role and services have continued, not without interrupting the governing party in power. So yes, we are seeing an unfortunate situations where the DA and the ANC in Umgeni, and perhaps even in Joburg elsewhere, not being able to come to the party probably for the time being.
Right. So obviously this is something that we've seen in the past. The situation here that is that there was this terrible flooding and storm in Umgeni. The mayor and the other political parties, the DA and the ANC, getting into is it almost like a turf war? Is that what you would consider this?
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, the ANC obviously will continue to issue those statements where they deny sabotaging the mayor and sabotaging the DA. But it's in a different way. You can say this is an attempt to refuse to be defeated, to have some say, to perhaps when it's time to intervene in the communities, the flag of the ANC must fly higher than that of the DA. It's that sort of thing for the time being. And these things do need to be solved as time progresses. Let me then add a point to this. The point here that I am seeing now is that once you've lost the election in the manner that the ANC has, you need to then define your role transparently in opposition, because the executive is in the hands of the DA, and the word executive means the one who is doing the actual work. In other words, if there's a flood, the person who's going to organize the disaster help resources, and this thing is legislated, by the way, will be the DA, the party that is in power, that has formed government. The best that you can do as the opposition is to provide all oversight. And in the case of the emergency, you then need to provide your own volunteers where necessary to assist with the emergency. You know, that is as simple as it gets. And right now, when you look around, you see a lot of records in Umgeni where there are continuous squabbles, where the ANC is probably in a sense refusing to hand over power completely to the DA and play a proper opposition role.
Yes. So, and is anything resolved here?
I don't have any information now that things are resolved, other than just to say from a legal perspective right now, the DA cannot do its job, because that job falls squarely by law on the shoulders of the DA. So regardless of what any other party is doing, the Disaster Management Act and other related laws will demand that the DA does something about that, and the MM. So the ANC is a superfluous entity to this particular affair. I have not noticed any message to the effect that they've been actually, the matter has been resolved, or even that COCTA has issued any pronouncement in favor of further progress in the matter. There's nothing. I mean, they said COCTA said they've received the documents. They have not. But the DA has applied to COCTA for a disaster management, according to the Disaster Management Act, to declare Umgeni a disaster area. That is the job of the DA. And once approval has been given, they've got to implement that. And COGTA cannot withhold that approval under his name, even if COGTA is under the ANC.
Sandile Swane, political analyst, thank you as always, bringing us some perspective on the DA and the ANC and their ability to reach an agreement with regard to the disaster in Umgeni.